The U.S. Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else this Christmas? PetersofKensington.com.au.
Oh, dear, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Barack Obama on ISIS, terrorism, fear. What's he on about?
Well, he's telling us not to succumb to fear, saying we don't do that. Some of the things he's saying are obviously true. I mean, can't let the specter of terror cause Americans to compromise values or change the way we live. And I thought perhaps the best thing he said was don't buy into ISIS fantasy that they're doing anything important. But they are doing something pretty dangerous.
Very.
You know, he said they're a bunch of killers with a good social media. He likes to minimize them.
So what are you doing about it, leader of the free world? What are you doing about it?
Well, he's going to meet with President Hollande on Tuesday. And they'll discuss bolstering the international coalition that fights ISIS, and we'll see what that means.
Mm. This is a big issue.
Well, no, he doesn't want to put boots on the ground. He's afraid to.
No.
Doesn't want to do it.
You can't get a political solution without a military victory. I'm sorry. They're the rules of war. This is a big issue, Harley. I was talking to a mother about it yesterday. Prescription drug abuse.
It's so easy to get your hands on it. I mean, 2.4 million Americans used prescription drugs recreationally in 2010. Almost 2.5 million.
Yeah.
That they admit, you know, deaths from prescription drug abuse tripled from 2000 to 2013. Most abusers get the drugs free from friends, from relatives, from mom's cabinet. Number one is pot. Number two, that's not a prescription drug. Number two is speed, amphetamines, things like that. Number three is Adderall. The kids take.
It's a big issue. Prescription drug abuse. All right, Harley, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Always lovely to talk to you. Harley, at the beginning of the week.